Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are very important things happening back here in South Africa. And of course, one of them was what occurred yesterday with the Batabile Dlamini's perjury case. We wanted to get the NPA, the National Prosecuting Authority's reflections on the finding. And we are joined this morning by Pindi Lo Mjonondwana. She's National Prosecuting Authority's spokesperson. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. Thank you for inviting us. I'm good,
thanks. Great. So I think that for some reason, South Africans are not recognizing and appreciating the significance of this verdict. The fact that a person in this position could be found guilty of perjury speaks, of course, to the horror, I think, of what occurred, but also to the fact that we have an incredibly robust and independent judiciary. Can you speak to that, if you would?
Indeed, yes. It is a significant achievement in that we are hoping, firstly, that the verdict will serve as a deterrent to the public at large, but more specifically to public servants, especially those that hold higher offices, that this kind of lies it can never be tolerated. People who are within the public sector are expected to serve as an example to the public, and therefore are expected to be faithful and truthful at all material times.
The fact that she is a public servant, or certainly was at the time of the offence, as you say, is very significant and needs to be a deterrent. Is that the reason that, although we haven't had sentencing yet, that the NPA is looking for a much harsher sentence, or a much harsher sentence?
Yes, we are looking for a harsher sentence. Reason being, remember that in 2003. She was convicted of fraud. So this kind of offense of perjury and the one of fraud, both of them are associated with dishonesty, and they really tell something about a person's integrity.
Yeah, well,
so hence, as the NPA, we argued for a custodial sentence so that then people can realize that we take this kind of offenses in a serious light, as the implications thereof. Because remember, it is an easy offense to commit, but however, it can be difficult to prove. So we don't take them lightly, especially if their results are bound to affect the public at large.
The fact that she's been found guilty, does that now preclude her from holding office?
Well, as the NPA, we are not involved in those processes, but however, she's not yet sentenced. The matter has been postponed to the 1st of April, and ours is to foresee the criminal process until its finality. But as to what happens in the office that she holds or the people that she represents, it is entirely out of our control as the NPA. We can only comment on the criminal process that she's currently undergoing.
You mentioned earlier that you are looking for a custodial sentence. What would that entail? How long would that sentence be? Would that that term be for, that you'd be looking for?
Well, we are looking at anything from 12 months to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a suitable sentence for us as the NPA. But failing which, as we've said to the court, that's entirely up to the court to exercise discretion. But should it impose a fine as a sentence option, then that fine should be a hefty one, so that a clear message is sent that public servants cannot be allowed to get away with lies, especially as they serve the public out there.
It's absolutely right. Does the fact that she's been committed, just for our own knowledge, the fact that she's already earlier in her life been found guilty of fraud, does that impact, it obviously can't impact on the case itself in the finding of guilt or not guilt, but does that impact on sentencing at all?
Well, as the NPA, remember that the defense, if you were watching a proceeding, the defense argues in court that the court should not consider that verdict and sentence since it was a 2003 sentence. But what we then argued as the NPA is that the defense does not provide the court with any piece of legislation to support their argument. We know that when a person has a criminal record, one has to apply for it to be expunged. It does not necessarily just go away. So the court does not furnish, the defense does not furnish the court with the necessary proof that such a record was expunged after the accused applied for it to be expunged, nor do they provide the court with any piece of legislation to support the argument that the court should not consider that sentence. So as the NPA, we argue that in absence of all those things, the court should take into consideration that sentence since the elements of dishonesty are found to be common in these two cases, the one of perjury and the one of fraud.
It's so important that, this is taken into account, and well done to the NPA for following this through and for the success that it has.